Hey guys, thank you for joining us for the Kitchen Stitches podcast. This is episode 89 and we are recording on Sunday, September 3rd, 2017. And you're very lucky that we know that date because we are all in post-Hurricane Harvey recovery and no one in Houston knows what day it is. So this is our Harvey special episode. I want to go get right into things. Oh, this is Summer, by the way. I'm Summer Yarns on Ravelry. You can find all of my social networking stuff on my profile there. I've got Katie and Darcy here with me.
Darcy. Yeah. I'm slightly foxed on all the things and all my Goodreads and everything is on my Ravelry page.
I'm Katie. I'm KDB on Ravelry, KDBKT on Instagram, and you can find my stuff on my Ravelry page to get to my other links.
Okay, so as I mentioned, we are in post-Hurricane Harvey recovery. Luckily, the three of us were all very fortunate. None of us got water in our homes. Everybody is safe. It's been a very traumatic experience, I think, for all of us, but we are Houston and we will get through it.
Yep. Yeah.
The first thing we wanted to talk about before we get into all of the knitting is we really want to give back to those people in our community who did lose a lot or everything. So we do have a couple of initiatives, I guess you would say, to move forward with that. So we have one giveaway that we're going to do. If this one is going to be based on monetary donations, we don't want donations ourselves, but I'm going to open a thread in the group, and anybody, if you make a donation to a local Houston charity, and I will provide a list if you know of others, that's great. We're not going to turn away anybody for any type of donation, but we would prefer local organizations, and I take that back. Not just Houston. The whole Texas Gulf Coast was affected by this. So, any organization that's benefiting the hurricane recovery, if you post an image of the receipt, you don't have to post your name or address. You don't have to post the monetary amount. But if just something that shows, you'll get an email receipt. Just something that shows the organization, that this was a donation. If you post a picture of that in the Ravelry group, that will be an entry into the giveaway. We don't have specific prizes lined up. I have a lot of hand spun that I'm willing to donate skeins of that. I could probably do. I probably have some stuff that I could destash. I think Katie says she has stuff that she can destash.
I can look at my stash stuff, and then I have. I was showing the girls here. Mm-hmm. I've been playing with hand stamped jewelry, and I've been making their basic. I'll post the picture on Instagram so you can kind of get their just a silver band that's adjustable, and I have done some with hashtag Houston Strong, which seems to be the hashtag going wrong. The other one that I've really liked is I did one that says be someone, and if you know the Houston area, there's some graffiti in the downtown area on one of the overpasses, and that's what it says. And I don't know if they've ever tried painting. I think they tried painting over it once.
They did.
And then it showed up right. Yeah. It's become like this.
No, that was the remove hate one or something.
Which is another one I liked a lot.
As you were going out not too long ago, someone painted over it.
And then I saw it come back.
Yeah.
So
yeah, someone has said something with the other one too, though.
But it's, and I can make one of those too, but those are like super iconic, graffiti for us, especially downtown. And that's meaningful too of the, as you're helping back, you are being someone.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
So I have those available.
So we will we'll post specifics. Like I said, any donation will count as, an entry into the giveaway. I want to keep this giveaway open for September, October, and November, because as with any disaster, people give a lot at the beginning, but then things taper off, and these organizations will continue to need donations. So I we'll do a drawing for September, October, and November. So there'll be at least three prizes, probably more, depending on the number of entries we get.
Yeah.
We'll see how that goes. So we appreciate y'all taking a look at that. Like I said, this will be in the Ravelry group. And then the other thing that I want to do, like I mentioned, I have a lot of hand spun. I have a lot of knitwear and probably other little things too that I would like to sell, either like a de-stash or just, a impromptu Etsy type store, but through our Ravelry group, anything that I sell, 100% of that will go towards a charity. I haven't decided which charity yet. I think Darcy, Katie, and I are all on board with that too. So that will be another thread in our Ravelry group. Each post will be a different item with the information about which one of us is selling it and how we would prefer to take the payment for that. I'll just have it through PayPal. And that could be, there may be a whole bunch of different types of things. Like I said, I have knitwear, I have hand spun, I've got other little crafty type things that I've made before. I think that was all about those two. Check out the Ravelry group again. There will be more specifics in there. I also wanted to mention that there is a Ravelry group called Knit Two Together that was, I'm not actually sure who actually started it, but I was invited to it yesterday or the day before. That is specifically intended to help those who have lost their stashes due to the hurricane. If that's something you're interested in, I think that the idea is that they will pair, I don't know if they will pair people, or they will definitely identify people who need help, and then I think you will sign up to help specific people. I'm not quite sure exactly how it works, but check that out on Ravelry. Double checking to make sure I'm not leaving anything out. Oh, also, if anybody, especially for the donations, if there's anybody who is interested in donating a prize for that, we don't usually solicit donations. But if anybody is interested, especially if you are willing to mail it out yourself, because our mail service is still just a little bit wonky. Like, for instance, it's Sunday afternoon, and right as we sat down to record, we saw that Katie was getting mail. So things are a little weird right now, and if we don't have to inundate our mail service, that would be great. So you can contact any one of us or post on the Ravelry group and let us know if you're interested in doing that. I may reach out to a few of you just to see if you're interested. No obligation, of course. So, I don't know that we want to go. We could spend the whole podcast talking about our hurricane experience. That's if anybody true. Has questions about what we went through, feel free to ask on the Ravelry group or reach out to us. Like I said, luckily, we were all very, very fortunate. So let's talk about some knitting. We are all in desperate need of some normalcy. So we will move on with a regularly scheduled podcast.
I'm kind of curious because I know there's this joke going out about like how many babies are going to be born. Mm-hmm. I want to know how many people cast on in nervousness.
I cast on one thing just because I just had this idea, and the needles that I have, the circulars are too small. So I moved it to an even bigger one, and now that one's too big. So it's like I just needed something to do, and that one will probably get ripped out, and I'll start it when I can get some other needles. But yeah, actually for me it was spinning. I spun an entire braid and plied it in the course of a week, which I've done that before. But this was, for me, I didn't have to think about it at all. But yeah, I'm very curious. That would be an interesting, interesting metric. I bet we could get, I can't remember what her name is. One of the Ravelry moderators, employees. Sarah. I can't remember what her Ravelry name is.
One Stitch Short?
One Stitch Short, yeah, is from the Houston area.
Okay.
And, or she's either from Houston or Austin. She's from Texas for sure. Actually, I went to see the Avett brothers right before we left to go to the eclipse, which, you know, has been eclipsed by Harvey.
That seems so long ago.
Yeah, I know.
I was just saying, but, like, when was the eclipse? Yeah. When was that?
But I was sitting there and I'm like, I know that person. There was One Stitch Short was, I'm almost certain, I've met her once when we went to Sugarland Yarn Company that one night for Knit Night years ago when they first opened.
Did we stay for Knit Night?
We stayed one time. We went one time and she was there.
Was I there?
So I don't remember.
Because I think I've gone to it. I think I was because I think I've gone to a Knit Night with y'all.
This was somebody I'd seen in person. I'm like, she looks really familiar. I'm like, I think that's who that is. And I pulled her up on Ravelry and Jimmy's like, yeah, that looks who, like, that's who that is. So that was kind of funny. But, yeah, I wonder if maybe she would be willing to, you know, maybe one of their blog posts. They do, you know, the interesting, like, the front page Ravelry blog posts. It might be an interesting one to see, like, Hurricane Harvey projects.
Projects
or,
fit either yeah. cast on some anxiety or finished off because we were stuck.
Yeah. But, so we'll... Speaking of, we'll just move right into finished objects. Darcy, did you finish anything?
Oh my God, did you see this table? okay, so one of them I actually finished before we got started. Remember last time I talked mm-hmm. about, like, I was jonesing to do yes. some Halloween stuff. So I did A Zombie Bear by Melissa's Crochet Patterns. I think he turned
he's so
out.
Cute.
He's really cute. He's like this one weird, grossed out eye, but then he's otherwise like seafoam green and blue and so he turned out really cute and he's very floppy and mm-hmm. and yeah, he's very cute. I had a couple things that I was gonna. I finished a candy bowl, a Nosferatu candy bowl.
That's really cute too.
Yeah, so that. Because it was, you know, it's crochet and it's spiral crochet. So I finished that. So that's for Halloween for my office. And then the third little Halloween thing that I finished was a little Craftsy has been my friend right now because I've been doing like some classes mm-hmm. and they have a lot of great patterns, both paid and for free. And there's, of course, a lot of crossover. But one of them was the little ghost. Mm-hmm. And I don't know, either I'll keep him or stick him in somebody's boo basket once Halloween comes around. My daughter says he looks like the Snapchat ghost.
Oh, he does, actually.
And then I don't have it here, but I also finished another patch by Susan Claudino.
Oh, mm-hmm.
It's in my office. I had meant to do a second one for myself, and it's there. So, yeah, I have been... cranking stuff out in pure anxiety and cranking out like goofy stuffed things simply because that's how I roll.
That's how you cooked. What about you, Katie?
What whips?
Finished objects.
I finished my Vorfreud. It's upstairs in a bag already. I finished my Vorfreud because that was easy and mindless to do. I don't know. I've been home almost 2 weeks because I had taken a day or two. I like 3 days off before the hurricane hit and we didn't work at all this past week. And then it's a holiday weekend, so we don't go back to work till Tuesday. So I've been home for like 2 weeks. I finished my
work. Sounds like fun, but
no.
After a while, it's like, I love my family, but I'm kind of tired of my family right
now.
Well,
and then nothing's
starting to get snippy.
Nothing was open.
Yeah.
I didn't want to drive around because you don't know what the gas situation is going to be.
Right.
Grocery stores weren't open. Restaurants weren't open.
Oh, God, when we found, like, restaurants, we were just like, we're eating out.
You know, support your local economy.
Oh, for real. I'm getting in the way of your, because I know we're going to talk about it. It's like,
I'm happy that I the actual Starbucks aren't open yet, but the Starbucks and Kroger and Target.
Oh, thank God.
The one by our house was open. Their stock was not great, but they were open yesterday. Yeah.
You know, I don't think I've tried the Starbucks. We've mostly been hitting like little local eatery kind of things. And when the food court was open at the mall, we were there. We needed to see other people.
Yeah.
So, anyway, yeah. I'm sorry.
But
go ahead.
No, it's just we called Carbageddon.
Jay real.
He bought bread, hamburger buns, pitas, tortillas, hot dog buns, and there was like, and bagels. So we had all this bread product for like a week and a half. But, I don't know. There were a couple of days I just couldn't knit. My brain, you're just on this weird, in this weird zone, or where I am. Seriously one day watched like 8 hours of news coverage. And sometimes I'm like, okay, I'll watch it till 1 o'clock and I gotta turn it off. Cause I just, but I did finish my Vorfreud, which is a weird shaped, I would say it's a scarf. It's more scarf-like than shawl-like. By Moni Ebner, I used Plucky Knitter Primo Sport, so it's a sport weight, in a dark blue, which is Good Jeans, Avocado Toast, which is a green, a Red Haven, which is a red, and then a really light blue pinstripe, which is Early Light. I like it. I kind of can't wait to block it. I don't know. We're supposed to have a cold front.
Yay!
So I might try and block something so I have something to wear on the bus. And then I also finished my Grier by Isabel Kramer.
Oh, wow. That's gorgeous. Mm-hmm.
This is made with Yak Paka by Plucky Knitter, which is 50... Mm-hmm. It hasn't been blocked. It's 50% really nice. Alpaca, 50% yak. In three, it goes from a black to a medium gray to a lighter gray. And it's just an asymmetric triangle shawl. It's really easy. I like her patterns. This is like the third shawl of hers I've knit in the last year. Third or fourth. Mm-hmm. So I definitely like her patterns. They're simple, but they're nice and elegant. And this is a good stash buster. I do plan on making another one using some gritty knits in blues and gray.
Mm-hmm.
So, kind of can't wait to block this too. It needs just to be a little bit wider, maybe. Not necessarily deeper. This, I think, hurt my hands really bad, so I had to kind of... It's kind of... You know how cotton can hurt linen?
Right.
To me, I don't know. I've been having lots of issues with my hands. I don't know if it's... arthritis or ergonomics. Yeah, ergonomics. Or hormones. All the above, whatever. It's just, there's some times where things just hurt to knit, so. And then I don't like my ball winder. So it was like Sunday, I had to do something. I'm just like, I can't sit on the couch anymore. So Saturday or Sunday, I went and wound 6 skeins of fingering weight.
Oh my gosh.
Back to back. And my setup is not ergonomic.
Mm-hmm.
And I find I don't like my stand width. I can feel the gear.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
My hand hurt here for 2 days.
Oh my gosh.
So, I don't know.
You have the Knit Picks one, right?
The Knit Picks one, and then I got the stand widths when they were all on sale when you and I each got new ones. And part of it is the ergonomic setup. You know, my Swift is on the side of a bookcase, so it's like a squirrel cage or whatever, which that's okay, but I don't have my ball winder on a solid surface.
Mm-hmm.
Dave stuck it on a math book, which I then have on top of like 4 containers, so it wobbles as you... But yeah, winding 2,400 yards and then a worsted weight after that, and I'm like, yeah, I'm done. Okay, that's enough for me.
So, the first thing I have is a Calm Chaos Cowl, which is a pattern by Sarah Gresbach. I don't really... really wish I knew how to say her name. Anyway, the yarn was Mrs. Crosby Hat Box in the Great Tailed Grackle colorway, which is this tonal green, like kind of forest green to very, very dark green, like almost black. And it was a merino cashmere silk base. And it's just it's a really basic, relatively basic cowl. It's got four different panels. The first one is a textured spiral kind of. I mean, it's or diagonal. I guess it goes up in diagonal. And then the next one is these V shapes formed with pearls. And then another diagonal section, but it's going the opposite direction. And then this little cable pattern, a little really small cable detail on the other side. I am looking at this, and this has been sitting out, and it has been obviously loved on by some kitties.
Some cat hair stuck to it.
It's not cat hair. It's the
fuzz.
Fuzz. Someone's been loving on this. I don't blame them. It's very soft.
It's pretty.
It's really pretty. It doesn't, like, these cowls, I just don't know how to wear them. They lay funny.
Oh, but as you put it, okay. So, yeah. for listeners at home, Summer just put it on. And it actually, the way it's draping, it looks really elegant, actually. I think you can, it'll dress up really nice.
I think so, too.
I think so. I think that's...
Or that one day you wear a winter coat.
That's right. It's probably about 10 to 11 inches tall. Probably about 10 inches tall. It's not a long cowl, and it's only, it's not a infinity cowl. It just, sits around your neck.
But the way it drapes, it truly drapes a nice length on you.
Okay.
And I think it's a good...
And it's super, it is very drapey because of the silk content, mm-hmm. and it's not as soft as, it is soft, but it's not as, like, super soft as I would have expected with the cashmere in it.
But it's not annoying.
I'm very amused. A little irritated, but amused by the cat.
A cat liked it.
The cats loved it.
So
I also finished another cowl. It's the Simple Yet Effective Cowl. It's by Tin Can Knits, and it is... stockinette and pearl ridges, that's the right word. And I made this one using my hand spun. It's Three Waters Farm in thin. The colorway was Bright Open Sky, and it's got these kind of reddish sections and these turquoise and teal sections. It kind of gradiates between those two colors. When I recorded last time, I wasn't really sure how I felt about it. Looking at it now, I actually really
like it. It's
really
pretty.
It's really pretty. It is very simple. It's a little scratchy. It's not uncomfortable. I could probably wear it up next to my skin, but it's got just a tiny bit of itch factor. But this one I may sell, just because I could very easily make another one, and it's pretty. Not sure yet. And then I also finished the virus shawl that I have talked about a few episodes. This is the crochet pattern. It's an unknown designer, apparently. It's kind of a traditional design, I think, lace pattern. I used Yarn Carnival Fire Dancer in the Shark Week colorway. And it was something like almost 600 yards, I think, when I finished of fingering weight.
Oh, that's pretty.
It blocked out really, really nicely.
Oh, man, that's so pretty.
I didn't end up using the whole skein or even the section that
I
was
doing. It's a good size.
Yeah, no, it's a great
size. It's actually, it's really nice. I couldn't wear it. It's big enough. I couldn't wear it with the point in the front. Mm-hmm. It's too long for that. It would need to go over my neck or over my back, but it's... It turned out really nice. I'm actually really happy with it.
That's a kind of take out to some kind of fancy meal shawl.
Yeah, that's pretty.
I think you need to take that shawl out.
Yeah. So that was fun. I liked that one. And then the other two finished objects I have are hand spun. The first one is, there were rainbow tidbits from Hobbledehoy. that my mom had given me. It was just lots of rainbow colors, and I just divided them in half, and then with each half I spun them in roughly rainbow order. The second half had a lot of grays and browns in it, so it actually, when it applied together, it actually is, I don't know, I think it turned out really neat.
It's really pretty.
You definitely do see a rainbow. I'm unwrapping it right now to show it better so you can see.
I'm a sucker for a rainbow. Really pretty.
It goes all the way from pinks to a really deep purple, and then it's applied with similar colors. I find this part is my banana color. It's yellow with brown. It reminds me of the banana, chocolate covered banana jelly bellies or whatever they're.
Oh yeah, no, I know which one you're talking about. No, so, I want them. Thank you.
So there's that one, and then, sorry, I'm twisting this back up real quick. This one actually, I don't remember the yardage on it. I usually write that down, but I didn't. It was over 400 yards, 436, something like that. Of a, it's like almost, like I say, a heavy DK light worsted. And then the second one I finished, this was my Harvey special. This was this one was Elemental Fiber Works in the Europa colorway. And it's shades of blue, mostly in like the turquoise, different shades of turquoise. And applied, how did I do this one? This one I just did in strips and just did half and half, I think. I don't remember if I did anything specific with that. I don't think I did. I think I just grabbed, I did half and then stripped up the other one. So it, one half, there, it was turquoises and grays. So you've got a lot of barber pulling with the blue and gray. It's very, you know, it feels like water and clouds to me. So it's really kind of perfect hurricane.
It really is perfect.
This one, I think I'll probably destash the hobbledehoy one, but this one is special yarn. This will be something, even if it may just stay the skein just as a memory. I don't know that I want that memory, but anyway. So that's all of my finished objects, I believe. Yes. So that is it for me. Works in progress. What you got?
I did cast on, well, you know, I've got the general, the close to you and the socks and blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. I did cast on, it's another skein that it's like, I love it. It just needs to be something. I don't know if I really like it. It's, the pattern is Bonnie Slide by Tyga Hillard.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to say it's Nerd Girls. The colorway is Coraline.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, you can see like her hair and her hair and her sweater and her Macintosh is yellow. So it's like blues, and then there's a shot of bright pink. I'm not sure about it. I don't know.
Yeah.
It's like a yarn that I've had in my stash. It's like I've wanted it to be something, and I wanted it to be something with buttons because Coraline.
Right.
But I just haven't found anything perfect. The other thing that's new is I got it from Katie some time back. I'm finally working on my Voodoo You Love by Susan Claudino. Aww. So he's another perfect Harvey kind of guy, because I'm doing it in Sheep's Clothing Acid Rainbow Splash, which is, so the bulk of it is kind of like, it's blues and kind of like denim-y and light blues with purples.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's got shots of neon rainbow. And so I'm working on, I finished his body and his head, which is very wobbly. I'm working on his limbs. And then because it's Harvey, I found a button that's like a humongous heart
mm-hmm.
that I'm going to give to him, because that's kind of what this whole experience is. So his name is not going to be Harvey. I don't know what it's going to be. I don't know if it's even a boy, but God, it's cute. I may do some more of this pattern because I just love all of her stuff. That her designs make sense. And they're fiddly at first because you're knitting in the round, and so you're knitting from that's cast on four.
The way they join is just miraculous.
Exactly. Magical. And it's just, and she's also really good at like, if you sew one piece of yarn here, suddenly it's a completely different expression. Mm-hmm. And I like that when I make stuffies. So I think in order for me to sell it for this particular project that we're doing, I think I'd have to get special permission from her, because I know that's a tricky thing. But
I suspect that you would.
But I have a feeling it would probably be okay. I may reach out to her and ask her. It's like, if I end up making a bunch more of these Voodoo Loves with a bunch of hearts, would it be okay? And I think it'd probably be okay, because it's not like I'm really selling it. I don't think. Anyway.
Yeah. Yeah, it's not for your profit. I mean,
it truly is not. Yeah. So I'll just have to see. But I'm loving doing it, and I love this one. The yarn is really soft, and I like how it's pooling, and it's just been a very pleasurable little guy gal. non-binary. Anyway,
I like the little rainbows.
I do too. It's like this little pop of rainbow. Yeah.
When you're like, Katie gave that to me, I'm like, I don't remember that yarn.
No, not like, the yarn, the pattern. Coupon. The pattern. You gave me the coupon.
I gave
for
you the coupon.
For the no, was it No Knit Sherlock?
Yeah. That was in my goodie bag at End of the Wolf.
And I've appreciated it because it took me
a year ago. Can you believe it?
I know. It took me a long time to figure out which pattern I was going to get. And even still, I'm just like, yeah, there's so many cute things. So anyway, I'm done, I think.
Here we go.
Yeah, go.
So when I did get my mojo back while I was sitting here at home, I of course wanted something easy because I don't have a lot of brain space or attention span. So, I would like to participate in the pigskin party, and she usually doesn't allow whips.
Right.
Or if she does, it's towards the end, and it's only for a minimum amount of points. It's not usually for a big amount of points. So since I had finished those two bigger projects, last week, I'm like, well, I'll work on whips for this whole week as much as I can, because the pigskin starts on Thursday when football kicks off. So I'll pick up some stuff that's been lingering, and then I can cast something on new at the end of next week. So I picked up my ohm shawl, which is a big poncho wrap thing by Andrea Mowry. I'm in the middle section right now. I don't know, like 8 more repeats before I start the button section, the buttons. But, so it has, each end is textured strips, and then there's a big strip of color work. And then the middle section is a solid color with, a pearl ridge thrown in there. It has something like 19 buttons.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, I don't know if I'll do 19 buttons. We'll see. Or if I do, I'm not buying, super expensive buttons for, all the time that I'll probably wear this. But, I'm using Plucky Knitter, Snug Worsted, which is a merino and alpaca. I don't know if there's cashmere in it or not. I don't remember. My main color, which is the middle color and the edge color, is Wanderlust, which is a dark charcoal gray. And I would have to look at my notes because I don't remember. Bellini. I'm using not a teal blue, kind of like a dark seafoam blue. And then a dark peach, which is, I think, Bellini, and then a gold, I don't remember, Wax Poetic, maybe. I know, I have it all in my project notes. I had started this last year, like October. So it had been wadded up in the bag. And part of the reason I had kind of stopped was because I was going to alternate three skeins of yarn in the middle section like a good knitter
that.
So that I didn't have pooling. I'm like, screw that. We'll do two. Screw that. We're just going to do one.
It really so is gorgeous.
I'm being a rebel knitter. I knit through part of a ball and I hit a knot and I'm like, cut that, we'll just start a new ball. And you can't tell. I don't see any major color difference where I join the new ball. So I think with Snug, I think tends to be pretty evenly dyed compared to some other Plucky bases. And it was a gamble and I'm like, well, if I do it along the ridge line or something like that, it's not as noticeable. Mm-hmm. So, and it's really soft. It'll be, I can't wait to block it and maybe wear it once if it gets cold enough. Because it is kind of heavy. But it's pretty mindless. At least till I get back to the color work part. But so that is the Ohm Shawl by Andrea Mowry. And then I had started back in May the Second Avenue Shawl by Amy Miller. This is a long rectangular wrap with sections of pinstripes in a speckle. There's a slight little lace section. There's a middle section. I don't remember what that is. And then the other end is rugby stripes. I'm not quite halfway through yet. So I picked this up. I only knit like maybe an inch and a half on this because I've been working on the Ohm shawl. But I'm using Plucky Knitter for this in various colors. And you can see my notes on my project page and the colors and stuff.
That's really
I think
pretty.
I'll probably take this to work and work on this week until I can cast on a new project.
I'm looking at that. That's going to look gorgeous with your eyes.
Oh, thank you.
I think it's going to look really, really pretty.
I picked colors I liked, so there's the green, and I really like the speckle.
That speckly blue is.
I really like that.
I like that a lot. It's very calming.
And then there's like a blue that's like the color of your shirt,
Which is a bright turquoise.
A bright turquoise, and then there's. Is that all the colors? Yeah. That's all the colors. So there's rugby stripes at the end. So the teal blue and another color together. So that's easy. It was easy enough to pick up and put down. So I think I'm going to take that to work so I can get a little bit of a dent made on that. That's really all I've worked on. I mean, I did a row or two on my Wayette shawl, but not really enough to put in the show notes.
Okay. I'm finishing around or half around. Just a second. Well, I can talk about what I'm knitting on. This one, I don't remember if I had started my Collie Wobbles before or when we podcasted the last time. This was the project I took with me when we went on our eclipse trip. Clearly, if you were looking at it now, you could see that there was a problem. Because I restarted. Okay, so I had decided to. Oh no, I hadn't started this. I brought the yarn. I had this yarn from Haute Knit Yarns. It's called Spooky, which is a Halloween colorway, and I wanted to work on that. So I decided that I was going to modify the Collie Wobbles pattern, which is by Emily Estrada from the Fibertown podcast. And I had done this one several years ago, actually. one of my favorite pairs of socks. I don't remember if I talked about this last time too, but I held the pair of socks up and Jimmy's like, "Ooh, these are lovely."
Jimmy said lovely?
He said lovely. It was so weird. I was like, he's like going through stuff and he's like, "Oh, these are lovely." And I'm like, "Okay. Yes, they are." But I really like the pattern. It has like a smocking stitch on it. But that pattern is cuffed down and it has a double gusset on the bottom. I think it's called a river bottom gusset or something. I'm not exactly sure what it's called. But I prefer to do toe up. So I decided I was going to, actually, I think I didn't decide to actually use this pattern until I had already started them and I had started them toe up. I finished the foot and I put in my OMG heel and tried them on, and just like the last pair that I tried, they just did not feel quite right. They were just a little too tight. And I was like, well, maybe it's where I am in the sock. Let me go a little further and see if it gets better. And it just really didn't. So I ripped the entire thing back. I was just going to rip back an increase on the foot and start from there. And then I decided that instead of doing that, I was going to rip the whole thing out and just use the Collie Wobbles pattern as written, which is a 64 stitch pattern. I thought it was a 60 stitch pattern, and it's not, it's 64. So I'm going ahead and doing the 64. It may end up, now this one may end up being a little too big for me. I don't know what is up. I think maybe because some of this has been stress knitting. The Eclipse trip was very stressful. As much as it was nice to be on vacation and the Eclipse experience itself was amazing, the weather sucked and it was incredibly, incredibly stressful leading up to it, because we thought that it was very, very possible that we were going to have driven however many hours, 12 hours, and it was going to be cloudy during the eclipse. The sun came out literally at the moment of totality. It was crazy. But I think the stress, and that plus the hurricane, maybe I'm just knitting tighter than I had been. I say that, but then the pair that I was doing before, the Whiz Bangs, that also turned out too tight, same needles. I think maybe I'm just knitting tighter than I have been. So I really like the fabric with the double zeros, so I decided to, I'll try it at 64. It's very frustrating because my heels that I use are either 56 stitch or 64 stitch, and I'm not very good at modifying. The knitting math for heels just kind of flummoxes me a little bit, so I don't want to play with it. And I really want a pattern that's written the way I need it to be written. I restarted them. Now I'm past the cuff and 2.5 repeats in for the pattern. I really like it. I really like the way it's working with the yarn. The yarn has got orange and grays and purples and black. It's very Halloween-y. It's really awesome. Okay. The other thing, I have my starting point wrap, which I'm still working on. I am in the home stretch. I'm on clue 4, clue 5. I almost didn't bring it because it's huge and but I need advice. So this is the point I am at now. I have joined the two pieces together and I'm working on filling in the triangles that are formed. I don't know if you've seen the wrap, you know what I'm talking about. It forms this weird, you've got this basically a chevron shape that you have to fill in this triangle after it's joined. I am at this point, which you can't really see. Y'all can't see at all. I've done from here to here. Weird thing on this, I'm running very, 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 very low on the lightest color. This is what I have left.
Oh my gosh.
It is, ooh.
We may have had a... We may have a podcast miracle.
So, Katie is holding up a pretty color close. That's really close. If it has to go right up next to that,
it won't.
But that would.
So
but from a distance, but
yeah. So what I've yay. I've got this white section. I have enough to join or to start the on the other side. The second.
It's like a blanket.
It is like a blanket. So the second side of this, I have enough to pick up the stitches and join with that, and then move on to the next color. It the only place I need it. There's a 4-row eyelet section that is at, it's 56 stitches long at the start. So it goes down to, I guess, 52 stitches. It's definitely not enough. So we may have the solution in that Katie has some yarn that's very, very close enough in color that you wouldn't be able to tell for those two eyelet sections. My other possibility on this, I have the color I'm working with right now. This is this brick red, and there's a lot of it left. And I have the blues that I'm using that also I have a lot left. And neither one of these colors are right up next to that section, so I could just substitute.
I can have some of those.
I think that is a much better solution.
I've got another skein of this.
Yay. Solution is given. Katie's yarn is definitely close enough. I was also panicking the last time because I had finished one color and I thought I only had a tiny amount left of color one, and I thought that I might run out. I remembered that I actually had more of that. So this is the only color that I'm worried about. So.
Yeah, that's maybe just a smidge creamier,
They're not quite the same, but they're not right up next to each other.
As long as you're not mixing them, yeah.
It's closer than substituting a completely different color for it. So, yay! I'm glad I brought that. I will repackage that later.
That's a flinging shawl.
Until a cat walks over.
Right.
That's true. That's the kind of shawl that you fling over your shoulder in a huff.
In case you are living under a rock, and no offense if you are. If you're living under a rock, no judgment here. The pattern's by Hohe Locatelli, and I am using Undead Yarn Twilight in the Midnight Graveyard color, Lorna's Laces Shepherd Sock in Brick, Haute Knit Yarn Superwash Sock in Night Owl, Madeline Tosh Twist Light in Paper, and that's the one that I'm running very close or very low on. And Knit Picks Bear that I hand-dyed myself using turquoise and spruce jacquard dyes. This is an impressive shawl. It is definitely impressive, and I will be glad to have it. I won't be making anything else this big anytime soon. I'm over it, but I'm actually, I could probably finish the first half of this tonight if I wanted to, or between tonight and tomorrow. And then I'll be done by the next time I podcast, this should be done. And then, so I worked on that and the socks, the collie wobbles, mostly during the hurricane. I didn't really give anything else attention. I did a few days ago, I did work on the bob and weave socks, which is a pattern by Susie White. If I can find it. This I am using Unwind Yarn Company Twinkle Sock in the Lake Francis Sunrise colorway, which is last year's Into the Wool colorway. And I've made quite a bit of progress on this. I'm almost done with the leg on the first sock.
Pretty.
Yeah, it's knitting up really nice. I like that.
That's a lot of pink in it.
It is. There is a lot of pink in this.
I mean, I have like 3 or 4 skeins of that.
I've seen other ones that are, it's clearly... Right. It's clearly hand dyed and very, this one is pinker than some of the ones I've seen. I do too.
I like the pink.
I like it. It's kind of a hot mess in terms of the colors. I mean, there's just so many colors in this.
Yeah.
I don't see sunrise in it. But I don't care. It's still pretty. The pattern is a really simple, easily memorizable pattern. There's with some slip stitches in there. So that is that one. Those are the only three projects. Well, no, there is the one I started, a Thursday morning, I think is the name of the cowl that I started. It's a, I cannot remember who the pattern is by. Maybe Baby Cocktails. I'm not sure. But, I started that one. I'm going to have to restart that one. I may not have to restart it. I do need to switch it onto new needles before I move forward with it. Not enough on that to talk about. And then I don't have it with me because I think it's at work. Now that I think about it, it's possible that I stuck it in my bag when I left work on last Friday. I mean, the last Friday that I was at work, and forgot. It's entirely possible that it's at home and I just didn't remember. But that's my Riley Rose, which is patterned by Jennifer Lassonde. Did you hear that southern accent? Come on, my Riley Rose.
Riley Rose.
It happens occasionally. It's patterned by Jennifer Lassonde. And I'm using Stunning String Creations, Smashing Sock, and Gouda, which is a yellow, Wild Blue Yonder, which is kind of a denim-y blue, and Westminster Blue, which is more of a dark blue, like a royal blue. And I've made a lot of progress on this one. I am I'm probably a third of the way through the second half of it, maybe a little further than that. I'm definitely on the decrease section. When I look at the pattern, there's still a lot of sections to go, but the rows are decreasing, so I think it will go pretty quickly. And that one is staying at work with me. It's a nice work project. And then spinning, like I said, I spun a lot and then I immediately put something else on the wheel. I'm currently working on another Elemental Fiberworks braid in the pole. It's a Poleworth silk mohair blend in the Titan colorway. I almost brought the second half because I split it in half lengthwise so you can see exactly. It's a gradient. It goes from yellow down to almost like a purpley gray. I'll have it with me next time. I can talk about the colors more, but it goes through, you know, yellows to orange is kind of almost a reddish, brownish colorway. And I split it in half lengthwise and I'm spinning it. I'm going to do a two ply. I can't decide if I'm going to ply it, with like colors, like so yellow to gray all the way. Or if I'm going to flip it and spin the other one from the opposite direction and then ply it. So it'll kind of be more uniform. The only reason, if I were going to do a shawl with it, I would keep the gradient for sure. But I'm thinking because of the mohair content and I'm spinning pretty finely that it would make a good sock yarn. And unless I did them in parallel, you wouldn't really see that gradient. And I have small feet also, so I would never get through the gradient. I think I might ply them opposite directions. Just, I don't know. I can't decide. It's one of those things. I'm afraid it'll ruin it. It won't ruin it, but it may not be. It won't be the effect that the dyer was going for necessarily. Yeah. But that's it. What about casting on soon? Any plans? I know Darcy.
She's pointing all over the place.
I'm thinking Katie saying Darcy. I know Katie mentioned the pigskin party. Do you have specifics that you want to cast on for that? Or?
Yeah, I've been waiting because everything I've been working on this year has been big, huge shawls. So the next two or three things to cast on would be. I'll finally get around to casting on my early winter, which is like a scarf shawlette by Laura Ayler. I'm going to be using Round Table Yarns, her Tristan base. I don't remember. It's like a superwash merino. It's a sport weight in like a purpley red, a lighter version of that. And then a gray. So I'll cast that on this week. I do want to do another grier. I'm going to use Merino Source Worsted by Gritty Knits, who's a local dyer to us here in Houston, and she's okay and all that too. Mm-hmm. Her house is okay. So I'm going to use two shades of blue and then a light gray for that. I'm debating the What the Fade. I kind of want to see the second or third clue before I start. It does involve brioche, which is something I have to learn. It starts with brioche. So, and I just don't have the brain space to figure that out at the moment. Mm-hmm. So, that was all that yarn I wound.
Oh.
Is I sat down one day and dug through my stash. I'm like, well, if I'm going to do this, okay, this sounds, I don't know, elitist maybe. It's like second tier stash, but it's still good stash.
No, that makes total sense.
Well, I mean, it costs just a little bit less than the Plucky, but it was still good stash at the time when I was buying all that. It's all three Irish girls except for a skein of Malabrigo sock. I'm like, well, I'm not going to use Plucky for this. So I pulled out a whole bunch of three Irish girls. So it gradiates from kind of a, not like a baby pink, but like a raspberry pink to a dark cornflower blue with grays. And then I end on like a cream that has brown and blue on it. But they're all three Irish girls except for the Malabrigo sock. So, I don't know. I want to see what the next clue or two. She releases clues on Thursday. And part of it is I want to follow the rules and not have it be a work in progress to count for pigskin. So I'm going to wait another clue. I might do that. I've got all the yarn wound, so. If not, I need to find something to do with all that yarn. So those are the next 2 to 3 things for sure.
I'm thinking about, I think it's Melissa Crochet, is the same one who did the zombie bear. She is doing a mystery dinosaur amigurumi.
Oh.
Along, if you will. So I'm kind of, it's free, and I'm kind of curious, and I like doing mystery stuff sometimes. So I thought...
Well, you know it's a dinosaur.
Yeah, I know it's a dinosaur, and it doesn't have to be dinosaur colors, because dinosaurs don't have to be dinosaur colors. So I'll probably just look in my stash and see what I've got. And I don't know, that might be kind of fun and kind of different, because problem is, it's like I find a pattern that I like, and then if I do it again, I get bored. So yeah, I always have to make new animals and creatures and things.
I can do hats multiple times.
Hats I can do multiple, and socks.
And socks.
Socks I can do multiple times, but I don't know. It's just
I was looking through my projects recently, and I'm like, oh, I like that. I would like to do that again.
Yeah, I know, but So I'll probably end up doing that because that just sounds kind of fun.
Mm-hmm. So. For me, I like to have a handspun project on the needles. And I finished the Simple Yet Effective shawl, so I don't currently have anything on the needles. I have pulled out my next skein, which is another, what do you call it? Three Waters Farm. Birds in the Holly, I think, is the colorway, and it has this really bright turquoise and some pops of red, I believe. It's a fingering weight. I'm pretty sure it was fingering weight to sport, maybe. So it'll be pretty big. So I'm looking for a shawl. I was actually looking at some of the, what's her name? Susan Ashcroft shawls. She has a lot that work really well with handspun. I was thinking about a Quaker yarn stretcher, but I've got really good yardage with this one, so I kind of I should save that pattern for something where I need to stretch the yarn a little bit. There were some other ones that I was interested in, but I'm not sure. I like Katie, I'm kind of waiting until the 7th so I can count for Pigskin Party. I sort of participated in it last year. I started out, I don't think I ever tallied anything up or did anything in the end, but I'd like to do more this year. So I figured, why cast on? I know, but it's been so hard. I have wanted to cast things on, and I'm just, no. I also want to do something else fall themed. I've got the socks on the needles right now, but I have another skein of Handspun and the pumpkin patch. I think I showed that the last time we podcast, or brought that the last time, which was the Jinx yarn, which is kind of a brownish. I talked about maybe doing a bear with it. But found there was, when I was looking through Handspun patterns, I found a shawl that would actually look really nice with it. So I may do that. I also have a skein of Lydia yarn. I think the colorway is Harvest. I'm not sure if that's what it was, but I bought it into the wool last year. That it's a fall themed. And that one was either DK or worsted. So probably make a good hat. So I'll probably cast that on too. But I'm not really sure. And the thing I'm most excited about right now, last time I talked about finishing the National Park cross stitch project.
Oh, yeah.
And I have been debating what to start next. But then we went on vacation right after that. I didn't make it to Joanne before the storm hit, so I've been waiting, and then today we need to replace the doors. It's not hurricane damage, but it is exacerbated by the hurricane. The dog has scratched on the back door so much that
we had our ceiling
she's clawed at the door, you know, the place where when she wants to come in, where she scratches. It's just gotten really, really bad, and the water, it just kind of got waterlogged, so we need to replace that door. So we went to Home Depot right before, or earlier this afternoon, before I came over here, looking at doors. I know I was being difficult, but we've had, you know, this ugly, plain white door with no glass in it. It's just ugly, and I'm like, if we're going to replace the door, I want it to be with something just a little bit more attractive. I'm looking at Katie's door right now. She has a French door with, you know, the full glass panels. So I'm looking at that, or just the top half with the glass panels.
And our cats love, we have some in our backyard. Our cats love them.
That's what I really want. I just would like some more light in there. And they didn't, I mean, I'm sure their stock was low, but they didn't, all they had in the size door we needed was just a slab, and we just want the slab. We don't want the pre-hung. It was just this plain slab, and I was like, I just don't want that. And I was trying, you know, to be okay with settling, but I'm like, if we're gonna fix it, I want it to be nice.
Tangent.
While we were there, there's a Michaels in the same shopping center. So actually, before we even went, I'm like on the road looking at my Etsy wish list or favorites to where I had favorited some Halloween themed cross stitch, and was showing Jimmy, like, we're at a stop sign. What do you think about this one? What do you think about that one? So I decided on a Ouija board cross stitch pattern. It's just black on, you know, on not canvas, but oh, that's interesting. It's unavailable. I mean, I bought it already, but I guess it's a PDF, but why would that's really weird. I'm looking at my Etsy shop, my Etsy favorites, and you would think if it's a PDF that's downloadable, why would it be limited? But that's weird. That's what it looks like. It's just a Ouija board.
I have a Ouija board.
Yeah. Oh, that's cool.
I have some fun Ouija board stories from college, if you ever want to hear them.
We'll call that our Halloween special.
So yeah. I think I have one in my office that...
Oh,
for some reason, like, weird things were showing up in the trash on the second floor.
And there was a Ouija board in the trash?
There was a Ouija board, yeah.
You would think that they would know the hurricane was coming.
This was a long time ago. Oh, okay. But yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, so I think I have a Ouija board in my office.
That is the most random thing I think I've heard today. And weird. I've heard many random things today.
Looking at this, I guess it's not a traditional Ouija board design. It's very Halloween. It's got a skeleton and a bat and a cat and a cemetery. Cute. It's really cute. So I stopped at Michael's and got fabric and about 4 skeins of black DMC. And I will start that tonight. I'm really excited about that.
What kind of fabric are you using?
It's just Aida, and it's 14 count.
So what color?
I think it's just oatmeal.
Okay.
I wish that they had, I'm looking at the fabric they're using on here. It's the, kettle dyed with the,
Yeah, you probably could, tea stain it ahead of time.
I probably could. I'm just too lazy.
I know. Yeah. I hear you.
But I did look, the color I think will look good with the black. Right now, honestly, like I said, the mail is wonky, so there have been all of these things that I wanted to buy this week. I've seen really pretty colorways. There's been some charity sales and all this stuff. I'm like, if I order it, I don't know when I'll get it.
I totally admit that I've been retail therapying a little bit. And when, when Slutty Pumpkin came up again?
Nomadic
Yarn. Yeah, I ended up buying that plus a project bag, which we'll talk about next time.
That moves us into acquisitions.
Oh, acquisitions, actually, yeah.
Perfect timing.
Oh my gosh.
So you did retail therapy. Okay,
so I have a weird, you know me, if it's me, it's their shenanigans. Okay, so since my daughter's been off school, it's been trying to find things for her to do, especially since, we didn't get a whole lot of damage or anything, and she's been bored. So we have some friends over at Main Street Theater, and they do a lot of, educational stuff, camps and stuff, theater camps. And they had kind of a hurricane camp, and so we enrolled her for the day, and because of the location, because of my office, when I went to go pick her up, I had about an hour to kill, which is lovely. And right next door is this place called, it's over in the West University area, it's called Universal Fabric Center.
I've seen it before.
It's this tiny...
It's in Rice Village, right?
It's in Rice Village, and it says, buttons and ribbons.
Yeah.
And so I thought, I've got some time to kill and I really need to get some heart-shaped buttons for this, for the Voodoo You Love. So I'll go in, and all I can say is if you have a claustrophobia problem, do not go.
Really?
And if you only have a little bit of time, do not go because there's I don't know whether it's good to go in with something specific or to go in to be browsing, because it kind of feeds both. But I ended up with, and they're like that giant button, and I just found weird buttons that I didn't expect, and most of the ones I got were heart shaped. Yeah, and I found a fox one because I always like fox buttons to put on things like hats and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So. Yeah, and they had some extraordinary, giant ones and different shaped jewels and they're not cheap, but it was kind of an adventure. It was just something completely different because I didn't have my family in tow. I could go without having to go.
What kind of fabrics did they have?
Not really a lot of fabrics. They're more of
it's a misnomer. Or probably, they
may have done at one point. It's mostly buttons and ribbons and trim.
Mm-hmm.
And they also have a bunch of flowers and stuff that I will probably, when I get ready to do more of belly dancing costuming, I'll probably go back for hair flowers because they're already kind of, I can make a hair clip, but if they've done the work for me already, I'm very happy.
Yeah.
And they're extraordinarily big and gaudy and they're probably not cheap, but it was a very strange experience.
Mm-hmm.
Very, very strange. I will go back, but I will go back with arming myself. It's not a place if your anxiety is high. Oh. It's very claustrophobic. But it's kind of fun. Mm-hmm. So that's my acquisitions other than retail therapy has been...
Yeah, the fact that I think it helped...
words.
We had placed a few Amazon orders right before the storm or during the storm, and we've had shipping issues, of course.
Right.
That's been a deterrent for me. Like we had been on a hiatus from that. We do the Wink Yarn Club, not yarn, wine club, and we hadn't done it since February maybe. And our first shipment in months is supposed to be here by FedEx, and it was supposed to be here Friday. And the last time I checked, I haven't checked today, they're like, it's pending. We don't know when this will get to you. And we had an Amazon order that I canceled, another one that I'm waiting on, which is so minor. It's like the little rubber gasket thing that goes on a blender, because I was trying to do something and couldn't find it because somebody lost it in my house, and just little things. But that has been a deterrent for me with the shopping, because I don't want to order something that I don't know when I'll get. I don't know why. Who cares? It kept me from buying.
I'm waiting on a pair of shoes for that same reason. Yeah. I've been waiting all month for that.
Yeah. We'll talk about events in a little while.
But, oh yeah.
Did you have anything, Katie? Oh, actually, I did have one thing that I did get before. I have my month, this most, I guess it's the August shipment of the Elemental Fiberworks Visions of Fiber Club. This one is called...
I think that's all I say on this podcast.
That's really cool. This one is blues and like dark grays and kind of some peach and pink. And it is... I can't see the fiber content. It's BFL silk. So I haven't had that in a while. So that's pretty.
That's pretty.
Yeah. So that's all I have.
Not a whole lot. I didn't put them in the show notes, I don't think. I bought Lolo Did It. Was doing a fundraiser for Texas, so mm-hmm. I bought two skeins of her, of whatever colorway she's coming up with for that. And then Erin Lane Bags was also doing a bag, so I bought a bag. I've been trying to be better about yarn, because I've got so much, and if we're gonna go to Stitches or whatever.
Yeah.
Can we knit so fast anyway?
Lately I keep noticing all of the stuff that's in my stash that I want to knit. I'm like, I don't know, because I tend to buy and then want to knit with that, and I forget that I have all of these other really pretty things. So I have been trying to be better. I was telling Jimmy and I were talking, and I was like, you know, my stash is really not that bad. I don't remember what, I think we were talking about that, the Knit Two Together group. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like, you know, mine is very, very well contained. Katie just left us, so I'm going to talk about it in the kitchen, and then when she comes back, we'll talk about upcoming events, because I want her here when we talk about that. But so I didn't do retail therapy. I did cooking therapy. We came back from vacation. We got back on Tuesday. And I was at work on Wednesday and Thursday and Friday. But because I hadn't done my shopping trip, while we're in the car on Tuesday, I was making my grocery list for Shipt. I use Shipt, which is a grocery delivery service. And I placed the order on Wednesday morning before I knew how crazy things were going to get. And honestly, I felt really, really bad because I had this order and somebody went and did my crazy hurricane shopping for me. Now, I tipped her really well, and she was, I mean, no one picked that order up until right before. I mean, it was after it was actually supposed to be delivered. And I was, you know, she was very accommodating, and I, you know, she was like sending me pictures of the lines and stuff. And we were kind of, you know, bantering back and forth. She was super good spirits. She was wonderful, but I had all of the, you know, bunch of perishables. I was just praying that our power would not go out, because I had like 3 slow cooker meals and all of these things planned when all of this food that I had delivered.
Right.
Like, I really hope, and luckily for us, I think we might have had one blip, but it wasn't bad.
Yeah, I
didn't notice one. Jimmy said we did.
Right.
Because the microwave was out, but I blew the fuse on the microwave. We have one of the, what's it called? It triggered the cutoff.
Like a CG, a ground fault or something?
Yeah. So, because it's on the same outlet as the microwave, and it was that we had a bread maker going. So we hadn't gotten bread, but I made 2 loaves of bread in our bread maker. Yes, Mom, I have a bread maker. It's so much easier than the homemade. I don't have time to do homemade on a regular basis. That was so nice. So I did 2 really good loaves of bread. I found a recipe. I went through and I really wanted brownies. So I had a recipe for chewy brownies, which is out of a church cookbook that my dad had given me a few years ago. He was one of these community, cookbooks. He just loves this cookbook. And he actually, when I was visiting him this past July, he was like, I need to get you a copy. I'm like, you've already given me a copy of that. So I went through there, and it was just a really basic brownie recipe, but it had corn syrup in it, which makes it just a little bit of corn syrup, but that makes them really chewy.
They were not overly chocolate. Okay.
I think they had maybe a third of a cup of cocoa in them, so they were lighter than normal. They were really, really good brownies. So I had those. I made banana nut muffins using my mom's recipe. If you want, you can look that up in the... there is a thread on our Ravelry group for recipes, and the recipe I used for that is in there. They were really, really good banana nut muffins. The slow cooker meals that I cooked, this is all my stress cooking. I did, it was out of skinny taste. It was like Hawaiian pulled pork tacos that with a pineapple salsa. The salsa was nothing to write home about. I mean, the recipe was okay, but the pulled pork was actually really, really good. And it was just, like salt it and stick it in the slow cooker, and that was all. It was so easy, and we've been eating on that. Actually, I think we got rid of the last of it today. I'd had enough, but that was really good. I did skinny. All of these were skinny taste, but chicken enchiladas with it. She does a homemade enchilada sauce that is freaking delicious. We had that, and then we actually used the leftover enchilada sauce on tamales earlier this week. Or later in the week. That was really good. And then the surprise one was goulash with sauerkraut. It was another pork dish. It was like pork, sauerkraut, and then a sour cream sauce cooked all day. I think we ate it with roasted root vegetables, but it would be really good on rice. Eli loved that. That was really surprisingly good. I will definitely make that one again. But, our grocery stores are starting to fill up again. We went to Aldi this afternoon to grab stuff for lunch, and they had gotten... The bread was still low. People clearly had bought the bread, but they were actually restocking while we were there. It was very reassuring to see that. We went to Walmart grocery yesterday and were able to get everything, pretty much that we wanted.
Yeah.
So, I have stuff to cook. Jimmy just texted me a little while ago. Eli has a friend whose family did get water in their house, who stayed with us last night. He's probably going to stay with us again. I'm like, we're going to need to rethink the dinner thing because of everything I bought was for 4. So we'll probably do pizza or hot dogs tonight. But okay, so Katie's back, so I'm going to go back to upcoming events. Stitches Texas is in 2 weeks. I still haven't made hotel reservations, but assuming I can, I am still on board for going. We were wishy-washy. I don't know if we were wishy-washy the last time we recorded, but I know I've talked to her bookish teacher. Jeanette is not planning on going. I know Heidi, Undead Yarn, Undead Heidi, is not planning to go. I'm sure that there are other people. If y'all are planning to go to Stitches, Texas, please let us know, because I really would like to see friends. But at this point, I just want to get out of town.
Yeah.
I mean, the gas situation is probably the only thing that would keep us from going. I assume that by 2 weeks from
everything's going to be fine.
The gas shortage is manufactured anyway. There really is not a problem with gas, but people are hoarding it, filling buckets or barrels and putting it in their garage and causing problems where there are no problems. It's actually really, really frustrating.
Yeah.
I think that there are more problems outside of Houston than there are in Houston because people are freaking out. It actually really makes me angry. But so we should be up there for that Saturday, unless something happens. We plan to go. That's part of why I haven't bought very much, because I figure, why have something shipped that probably wouldn't even get here before we're there, when I can buy some stuff in person. I'll have to be really conservative with it, because we've spent a lot of money on donations and, you know, buying groceries when we can and that type of thing. But I just want to get out of town. So that is upcoming events. Reading, watching, anything other than news? Because mine was completely dominated by hurricane coverage for 5 days, probably.
I watched a couple hours of My Mother and Other Strangers.
Mm-hmm.
I watched like 3 or 4 hours of that. That was pretty good. I haven't read a whole lot in the last month. I'm rereading Three Dark Crowns by Kendari Blake,
because
mm-hmm. the next book comes out in the next week or two, and I'm the first or the second one on the list. Yay, Harris County.
You're welcome.
And thank you to whoever bought The Pirate's Daughter, or the Daughter of the Pirate King, or whatever.
Is it an adult or YA?
YA.
It's me!
I check every couple of days, and I'm like, yay! Of course, I'm like the third one on the list. And I'm on the list.
Well, no, if it's ebooks, it's somebody else, but.
It's ebook, yeah.
Although, every time I see, I confess, every time I see a pirate, I'm just like, I've click at least this many can offer Katie.
I had great intentions of, I have all this stuff, I have all this PBS stuff on my DVR to watch. I still have Poldark. I still have Victoria. I did watch all of Grantchester. And I've also been even though I've seen all the, Miss Fisher's, I've been saving them because I'd like to rewatch them. I have all this stuff to watch, and I didn't have the brain space to focus.
I only
watched a couple hours of My Mother and Other Strangers. So
we got caught up on Face Off, mm-hmm. and started their new kind of, it's a faster paced game face. Since my daughter's gotten super into doing kind of like makeup alongs, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
Other than that, I think we're just kind of, like YouTube crap. And I think the only thing I watch right now is on Project Alpha is I started watching Ask Your Black Geek Friends, which has been really enlightening. They're two really, they're in the acting industry and but super geeky, and they're good about answering questions and being really straightforward about it. And then watching more Foreververse, which is an RPG show.
Mm-hmm.
Other than that, to tell you the truth, it's having the radio on in the background and mm-hmm. listening to what was going on, and it was just kind of overwhelming. Mm-hmm. My daughter's tired of electronics, which is surprising to me.
Well, that last night, Eli had friends over, and they were playing Exploding Kittens instead of being on the computer, which I loved that. We played Uno one night, and that's the only game we played. I had intentions of playing more, but I wasn't in the brain space for it.
We cranked out Bears versus Babies, which is the same makers as Exploding Kittens. Oh. Super fun.
Uh-huh.
We liked that. My daughter, before all the storm, because we thought we'd be without power,
mm-hmm.
They stocked up on Lego sets.
Oh.
And we also picked up a copy of Pokemon, because my daughter's crazy into Pokemon. Mm-hmm. Pokemon Monopoly. Oh. And dress it up any way you like. Monopoly is Monopoly, and people get...
I've never liked Monopoly.
You can put all the cute animals on it, and thankfully, my husband Jeff remembered, like, what all the things were, and he was really good at keeping us... And what was funny is, like, as soon as my daughter figured out that you could barter, she became like this mob queen of like, oh, so you'd like this? Well, I have this for you. I'll take care of you. And it was just like, it was a little disturbing. So, and then, yes, of course, at one point she says, when does this game end? And I'm like, never.
Yeah.
So that's what we've been mostly doing.
I read a little bit. I finished Hunting Season by Nevada Barr last night. I don't know that it was my favorite of the ones. This is number 10 in the Anna Pigeon series. I liked it because it was set on the Natchez Trace, but it didn't draw me in as much as some of the other ones did. I started either last night or this morning, Slammerkin by Emma Donahue, who was the author.
I think I've been meaning to read that.
It's been on my to-be-read list for years. I don't even remember where I heard about it. Probably from Pages or Bookmarks or something. One of the book magazines, probably several years ago. I barely started it, but I like it. Emma Donahue wrote Room, so I know, she's well-respected, and I liked the style when I started it, so that one's pretty good. The only thing, we watched several episodes of Ozark, which is a newish Netflix original series. It's very dark. What's his name? Oh, gosh. What's his name? Bateman.
Jason Bateman.
That's
the oven, yeah. Sorry.
Jason Bateman was, he was a, I don't know, businessman of some sort, but he was laundering money for a Mexican drug cartel. The first episode is crazy violent. After that, there is some violence, but it's not that bad. It's taken me a little while to get into. The episode we watched last night was really good. I like it. I like Justin Bateman a lot. And it's also got Laura Linney as the wife. She's good in this. I don't know I don't know their kids, but it is definitely dark. I really like that. I know that we watched Guardians of the Galaxy 2 one night. We watched.
Oh, yeah. I think we watched that too.
We watched
Logan the other night.
What was the other?
We watched Howl's Moving Castle, too.
Yeah.
We just pulled out, like, a bunch of kids' movies we watched. Yeah. That picked up The Incredibles, and it's like, oh, yeah, I forgot how good this is.
Yeah, that one was fantastic. Oh, gosh, we watched another movie. Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them, the first one, which we had seen before, just wanted something on. My thing was nothing that I have to pay too close attention to.
Yeah.
So I guess that is it.
I was going to say, then the other thing, it's like, I actually am reading something. The Strange Case of the Alchemist's Daughter by Theodora Goss, which is kind of like a League of Extraordinary Gentlemen, but all girls.
Oh.
So it's like a daughter of Jekyll and a daughter of Hyde and a daughter of...
Yeah.
I like it for it's kind of steampunky, and I like it for its, because I like League of Extraordinary Gentlemen, but we'll see how it goes. It's keeping my attention.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway.
So that's it for today. Like I said, I'll have threads open in the group for the giveaway and the, destash garage sale, whatever you want to call it. So check that out. Again, if anybody's wanting to donate anything, contact us. If you have a podcast and would like to share this information, please spread the word, however you would like to, social media, whatever. And we will talk to y'all, I guess, sometime in October. We'll look at their schedule. Things are so crazy right now, I just don't even know.
Us going to Stitches in 2 weeks.
Yeah, that would probably
unless not we did it the week after Stitches or something.
Yeah, we could maybe do it.
Depends
then,
on what Darcy's schedule is.
Yeah.
I know. Yeah, I don't know what our schedule is going to be like.
I know. My dance class, it's like it's starting, it's not starting, it's starting, it's not starting. So we're just
and with
and
school
see.
Starting late for Jimmy, that could throw a wrench in the plans too. So we will see. We will talk to y'all soon. If all else fails, Katie and I can record when we're in Dallas for Stitches. All right. I hope everybody is well. If anybody suffered damage from Harvey, our hearts go out to you all. And we will talk to you soon.
All right. Bye. Bye.